covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
Pine 64's $200 pro-grade Linux laptop is now available with a U.S. keyboard, and customers who pre-ordered theirs are receiving the first shipment now.
Nice.
The PineBook Pro ships with a customized version of Debian pre-installed. That's right. This is a true Linux laptop. It also has a few other tricks up its sleeve, like a bootable micro SD card slot so that you can easily run another operating system off a cheap memory card whenever you feel like it. Just about all laptop computers use Intel processors these days. Only a very small percentage of Windows laptops have started using Qualcomm ARM processors. The PineBook Pro actually uses a 64-bit ARM processor called the ROC chip RK3399 with a Mali T860 MP4 GPU, which is made by the same company that makes the PineBook Pro, Pine Microsystems Inc. Pine also makes other computing hardware, such as compute modules and single board computers that you can build into other projects. And as Robbie mentioned last week, they even bring a cheap, privacy-focused smartphone to market that runs Linux natively. The PineBook Pro includes 4 gigabytes of RAM, which is the maximum supported by the ROC chip, so it's not upgradable. By default, it also includes a 64-gigabyte eMMC storage module, which you can upgrade if you want. But as Westerners, the biggest problem we had with the original PineBook and even the first run of PineBook Pro was the keyboard. There's just no way to get reviewers or end users in Canada or the US to truly love an ISO keyboard, which is a layout more familiar to users in the UK. But now, as of last week, users who pre-ordered are receiving their ANSI keyboard PineBook Pros. ANSI is more commonly called the US keyboard layout. So for $200, Linux fans can get a solid, professional, and super sleek laptop that has keys where they expect them. So how can a Pine 64 sell such a fine piece of kit for only $200? Because they love you. That's why. Actually, that's not even sarcasm. The PineBook Pro is being sold at cost as a gift to the open source loving community, so it's not technically meant for regular users. If you believe in freedom and like to tinker and learn about technology, the PineBook Pro is meant for you.
This is awesome.
I said it last week with no words, but Pine 64.
Yeah.
This is so good. I like it.
Yay!
Now, when people first purchased the original PineBooks and the PineBook Pros, did they know it was coming with the alternate keyboard? Or were they expecting
the PineBook Pro? Yes. The PineBook never did. The PineBook came with the ISO keyboard. That's what it came with. And when we reviewed it here on the show, you remember, like, it was like, I can't get my head around this thing. And for those of you who live in the UK and places where the ISO keyboard is standard,
like, what are you talking
you're like,
about?
This is great. This is fantastic. But no, when you're used to an American layout, it's completely different and it seems completely whacked. I mean, I've seen reviews online and I'm part of that where it's like, I just can't get my head around the ISO keyboard layout.
My keyboard is a French layout and Robbie doesn't even like it.
Oh my goodness. So. Yeah. I mean, we're here in Canada up here in Studio T and government, I don't know if it's legislation or what, says that things have to be French and English combined. So if you walk into a super center and buy a laptop, it's a French English keyboard and keys are all over the place.
Yeah.
And so even when I was setting it up with Cloud Ready, it was like I was pushing the wrong keys.
Yeah.
I just because
that's how I always type, just pushing the wrong keys.
So I've never noticed a difference in keyboard, to be honest.
Maybe you've just never had to experience that.
Right.
But, well, I guess, but I mean,
we're
like,
not connoisseurs of fine keyboards.
Well, every keyboard I use, like I recognize that they're all going to be different, so I just roll with it.
But I suppose what happens is that they don't all have to be different, and
Do you touch type? Like, do you type 180 words a minute, like Robbie? Like
180?
If it's out of place, I am going to push the wrong keys. because the keys are meant to be where my fingers are trained to know that they are.
I could.
Sasha was 60? Commenting before the show.
He is like magic.
Before the show, I was doing like, this on your, what? And you're like,
yeah. He's like, what's your password? Because he needed it to get into my.
And life. It's like all this like and all so characters I, mine and uppercase, is like lowercase.
One of those suggest a strong password passwords yeah, yeah. that's like this long and it has symbols that I didn't even know the name of. One of them is a tilde.
Tilde.
Yeah. Anyway,
which on a French keyboard, incidentally, is in the wrong blooming place.
So I just showed Robbie my phone, and he was just like, looking at the phone, just typing for a minute.
That's how it works, right? On a French keyboard, too.
Yeah.
So I added a slash at the end there because that's where the enter key is supposed to be. So, yeah, knowing that now an ANSI keyboard is available, which is the US layout,
exactly.
I'm very excited about
I
that.
I really appreciate, too, that they're selling it at cost.
Yeah.
To me, it feels like a big hug. Like, it's just a nice
Surely.
Thing to know that a company cares that much.
And a Pine 64, I've always felt, cares about, respects, and is even a part of that open source community.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And there's a mindset, there's like a spirit about the open source community, the true open source community, not the, there's kind of two facets of it. There's the angry, like if you use Windows, you are the devil side of open source. And then there's the side that just really loves freedom and really loves community support and giving help to people and becoming part of communities and becoming part of online forums and helping other people. Like there's that aspect. And that's the aspect that I really feel Pine 64 really falls into.
Mm-hmm.
And so to offer, something like the Pinebook Pro, which is a beautiful notebook computer in two different models now for ISO and ANSI. So they heard the call of the reviewers here in Canada and the US.
Yes.
And they're offering it at cost for $200.
So that's awesome.
That is
what?
Great.
So for the cost of a premium Chromebook, you're getting a computer that you can just slap Linux on. It comes with Linux.
Yep.
It's got more power. It's got a lot of oomph.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, really keen and excited about the Pinebook Pro. So well done, Pine 64, and to the community at Pine 64. I mean, we love you here at Category 5.
Yes, we do.
And certainly appreciate the entire team. So thank you for all that you do. We'll be right back.